You seem surprised.
Huh?
You seem surprised.
Yeah. Time today.
Okay. Let's learn. So, finishing chapter 2 today.
So yesterday we learned, somebody asked me a question yesterday. Yishai, fine, we have to get to that. So yesterday we learned about the inyan of iskashus to a tzaddik, that the Alter Rebbe says the third part of the nimshal. What's the third part of the nimshal, the third part of the mashal? That the Alter Rebbe said that even the toes of the child, how are the toes of the son, the child, still connected to the father's brain? Because the essence of the toes and the head are the same essence. And the tsura, the form, even though the form changed from head to toes, but the toes are still, right, the essence is the same. The toe and the head is the same essence, and they both come from the father's drop. But even though the form of the toes changed, the toes are receiving their vitality from the brain of the child. The brain of the child, which is mamish like the father's brain, the toes are receiving the vitality from them. So all neshamas, even the neshamas that become like feet, the essence is chelek eloka, every Jew's soul is the same in essence. Those of us who are souls, which the chelek eloka, that by descending through the world, become like toes, those of us that are toe people, that don't feel elokus, but we receive our vitality from the tzaddik. That the tzaddik had this, that Gemara Ksuba says, called davik betamid chachamim kilo nidvak b'shechina, that the Gemara says that through dveikus to a tzaddik, it's like having dveikus to the Shechina, literally because our vitality comes from the tzaddik. Which you said, halacha lemaisa, the Chassam Sofer says, you could ask a tzaddik to daven for you, and that's not an intermediary. So the question was asked, Yishai asked me yesterday, so we said this is one of the chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov. The chassidus came and brought the idea of a tzaddik to the world. So Yishai asked, what happened before the Baal Shem Tov? Before the Baal Shem Tov, what? There wasn't the tzaddik, there wasn't the head giving vitality to the toes. And obviously, of course there was. Moshe, from this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was already a tzaddik, and in every generation, according to this, Klal Yisrael always has to be in the form of having a head and giving vitality to it. Always has to be a tzaddik. So was the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. So the Rebbe explains in a very, very fundamental sikh in Yutes Kislev, the Rebbe explained like this. It's the same thing like saying, before Chassidus was revealed, was there Pnimiyas HaTorah? Of course there was Pnimiyas HaTorah. But what? But there was the Pnimiyas of Torah, there was the and then there was the Nigla of Torah, and the Nigla was receiving from the Pnimiyas, but they were separate from each other. Meaning what? What's the Pshat? What did Mashiach tell the Baal Shem Tov? Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov that he's going to come Kshiafutza Mayanesecha Chutza. What literally does it mean Kshiafutza Mayanesecha Chutza? When your mayan, when your wellsprings will go forth. What's a mayan? What is the wellspring? Anyone, what is the mayan? We always say, yafutz mayan asecha chutza. What is the mayan? What is the wellspring? Huh? Who? I'm asking the mashal. I'm not asking the nimshal. I'm asking in the mashal. What is a wellspring? What is a well? The mashal. What is a wellspring? Say water is not enough. You're not chapping the nakud if you're just saying water. What part of the water? What's a mayan? The wellspring, the mayan, is where the water starts coming from the ground. The source of the water when it first comes from the ground. The nekud of a mayan, I don't know if you ever saw this, you could see it if you go in Eretz Yisrael to Tel Dan, Banyas, all these, all the Israeli places where they go on tours. So if you see there, you see the place where the water first comes out of the ground, it comes out as a trickle. It's very, very... It comes out very little. And then a couple of miles, like 2 or 3 miles later, it becomes a huge river. Rechavis HaNahar. So it starts as a mayan, a trickle of water, and then it becomes mamish like a raging river, just a couple of miles later. That's, by the way, Chochma and Bina. That's why it's brought as a mashal. Mayan is Chochma, Rechavis HaNahar is Bina. But B'cholofen, what's the Nakuda? So the Nakuda is that you have the mayan, and then further on, you have the huge river. Yafutsu mayanaisecha chutza means that the mayan should be in the place of the nahar, in the chutza. The mayan is the source. From the mayan comes the nahar. So yafutsu mayanaisecha chutza means that your wellsprings should go forth, meaning that it shouldn't be that there's a source from where things come, but that the source should go to the place of the nahar. You understand? Again, You have the Mayan, and then you have the Nahar, the river outside, and it's coming from the source, but it's two different places. Yafutzim and Asechach means that the source, the Mayan, goes to the Chutzah. Do you understand? Imagine it's like saying that the power plant should be in the socket in the wall. There should no disconnect between. Well, when you say disconnect, it's not just a disconnect, because it could be that the river is getting from the source, so it's connected. So it's only when you say disconnect, there shouldn't be. I don't know how would you say it, because they're connected, because the rapids are getting it from the Mayan. So you wouldn't say disconnect. What would you say? Huh? There shouldn't be any distance. It shouldn't be just that the river is getting from the source, but that the source and the river itself should be connected. That's why Yafutzim Mayan Isecha Chutzah. What's the Nimshol? Gemara Halacha is the river of Torah, the Nigla of Torah. Pnimius is the Mayan. So, before Chassidus, everyone was learning Gemara. Now, the source of everything was Pnimius. Was the Zohar, was the Kabbalah, that's the source, that's the Pnimius, that's the Neshama of Torah, like the Zohar says. The Neshama of Torah is the Pnimius, is the Mayan. So, even before Chassidus, when only big tzaddikim were learning Kabbalah, and the masses were not learning Kabbalah, what was the source of all Torah? Yeah, I understand, but in Torah itself. Pnimius of Torah. But the source was up there, and they were just learning the Gemara, and there was a distance. The Gemara was receiving, was like the river that was receiving from Kabbalah. But Kabbalah was just the source of Torah. Yafutza Mayna Secha Chutza means that the Mayan, that the Pnimius, should go in the place of Chutza. I'll give you the best example. What's the best example? How did people understand the relationship of the world to God before the Baal Shem Tov? Before the Baal Shem Tov revealed Achdus Hashem. Hashem was like the Mayan. The world was like the Nah, was like the river. That there's a flow of energy from God to the world. So but you didn't need the Baal Shem Tov to say that God created the world. If you remember when we learned Shayachar Vamuna, you also didn't need the Baal Shem Tov to tell you that Hashem is creating the world all the time. That we knew from before the Baal Shem Tov. But before the Baal Shem Tov, the way people looked at it is there was God, the Mayan, the source, and the Chutzah, the world that was coming from God. What did the Baal Shem Tov do? He united the top with the bottom. He united the source, the Mayan, with the Chutzah. The Mayan, which is God, he united with the world, meaning that the world is not just coming from Hashem, but the power plant in the electric socket, the source of water in the place of the river. The God is united with the world. It's not just that the world is coming from God, it's that the world and the God are mamish one. Do you see that? So we know, listen carefully, the Rebbe explained in Yitzhak, the Rebbe explained in the Sicha, that there are three things, Yisrael, Arayis, V'Kutsha Brichu. And in all these three things of Yisrael, Arayis, V'Kutsha Brichu, in all these three things we know that there's the Pnimius and there's the Chutzah. There's the source and there's what's coming out of the source. There's the Pnimius and the Chitzonius. So before the Baal Shem Tov, there was the Pnimius, which was the source of the Chitzonius. Yafutza Mayinai Secha Chutzah, that there should be a chibur of Elyon and Tachton, a chibur of the Mayan with the Chutzah, not that the Chutzah should be coming from the Mayan, but that the Mayan and the Chutzah are really one. So in Yisrael, Arayisav Kutcha Brichu, let's start with Kutcha Brichu. Before the Baal Shem Tov, you had Ein Sof, and you had the world. And the world is flowing, there's a river flowing from God. Right? There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's the Pnimius, who's giving vitality to the world. Comes the Baal Shem Tov and he says it's all one. Not just that they're connected, but that there's no distance. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ein Sof is right here, that the world is within God. So the Mayan is in the Chutzah. That's in the world. That's in Kutcha Brichu. In Araisa, in Torah, the same thing. Before the Baal Shem Tov, there was Kabbalah, which we believe are the secrets of Torah, the soul of Torah. And there's a Blad Gemara. So most people were just learning the Gemara. And the secrets of Torah were, you know, the Hele Gazachin. Yeah, the holy things, but we don't. Comes the Baal Shem Tov and he says, no, Kabbalah is for the masses. Kabbalah and Nigla are one. People that learn Gemara also have to learn Pnimis HaTorah. The Mayan of Torah has to go to the Chutzah. And the same thing when it came to Yisrael. Before the Baal Shem Tov, of course you had a Tzaddik. Before the Baal Shem Tov, of course there's Reish B'nai Yisrael. But there was no real connection. I told you that even before the Chassidus, even the Tamid HaChachamim, the regular Ge'oinim, not the Tzaddikim, Pasha the Tamid HaChachamim and the Amaratzim were two different things. They didn't have a common language, right? There was no common language between simple people and the big Tamid HaChachamim. There were the simple Jews and the big Tamid Rosh Hashivas. And there was no connection between the two of them. And of course there was the Tzaddik, but the Tzaddik was completely ugizundered, completely removed. There's a line in Hayom Yom, which is one of the most beautiful lines. You know Hayom Yom, they say from the Rebbe that he compiled different lines from the Friedrich Rebbe. There's a line over there which is one of the most beautiful, fundamental ideas from Chassidus. The Chassidim would bring about it a lot, this line. And the Rebbe mentions it in the Sicha. The line that the Friedrich Rebbe said like this. He said, Far Chassidus hater sheshiva the Rav given elent, when the mention given and the balabatim given elent. Before Chassidus, the Rosh Hashiva, the Rav was lonely, and the people were lonely. The groisa getlecha uftu, that's the lashon. The groisa getlecha uftu, the great godly original idea, originating idea that the Chassidus was poil, is that the Rebbe is nish elent and Chassidim zayin in it elent. That the Rebbe is not lonely and Chassidim are not lonely. Why? Because now the Tzaddik and the Chassidim, the Tzaddik and then Klal Yisrael are united. The Mayan of Klal Yisrael, who's the Tzaddik, it's almost as if you could imagine the head and the toes becoming one again. That the Tzaddik now is connected to us, that we connect him in an open, revealed way. So of course before the Baal Shem Tov there was receiving from the, whoever the Tzaddik was, but there was no real connection between them. But today that every simple Pashta person, is connected to the Tzaddik in an open way, has a skashas to the Tzaddik in an open way, that's the Chiddush of Chassidus. You understand that the Rebbe is that the Rebbe cares about the Gashmias of the Chassidim. Yet we're used to thinking of going to a Tzaddik and asking about Gashmias. What is the whole thing about asking for Gashmias? What are you asking for Gashmias? Before you ask a Rosh Hashiva about Gashmias, he cares about Gashmias. But by the Tzaddik, the Fakir, by the Baal Shem Tov, yeah, I heard once from Rav Steinsaltz for Breng, and he said once that before Chassidus, if you went to Rosh Hashiva, you went to Rav, you went to Tzaddik to ask for bracha for Gashmias. Rav Steinsaltz said they would throw you out of the door. It's like, imagine that you're asking for bracha for Monopoly money. You know, somebody comes to you, give me a bracha for Monopoly money. They would look at you like you're crazy. Would you care about the $100,000? You care about the stock market? Tzaddikim couldn't relate to such things. There was a disconnect. Why? Because they were up here and we were down there. But Meyafutza Meynasecha Chutza in Yisrael, or Aitzeb Kutchabrichu, is that in Klal Yisrael, the Rebbe and the Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe cares about your Gashmias. I just say quickly, because we're already speaking about this, there's a Sicha that the Rebbe said in Tovshin Yud. You know, the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe Ayas, he passed away Yud Shvat Tovshin Yud in 1950. And the first sichas that the Rebbe said for the first year before he didn't want to be Rebbe. Everyone knows the Rebbe didn't want to become Rebbe until a year later. So the first year he would forbring as a chassid. And he all the time was speaking about how to have a skashas to a tzaddik after he passes away. And that's why, by the way, after Gimel Tammuz, those sichas are very important. Because the Rebbe Pashas was training how to, he was talking about having a skashas to the Friedrich Rebbe after he passed away. It's actually printed in English. It's a very beautiful set called Proceeding Together, that these sichas. Anyway, one of the things the Rebbe said over there, he brought a Gemara in Ksubis, beautiful Gemara at the end of Ksubis, that says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Can't imagine the Madrega of his Kedusha before he passed away. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, right before he passed away, he called his children and he said, Labonai ani tzorech. I need my children. Because you know, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, even if he passed away, he would still come to his house in a body. He would still come to his house even after he passed away, and he would make Kiddush for his wife and children. So Al-Shal Pi'Allah, how he was allowed to, L'Cher is Pater for Mitzvahs, whatever, that's what the, you know, that's what the Misnagad would ask, like, how could he, how is it? But, whatever. Anyway, but he says, L'Bane Ani Tzarech, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, I still need my children for what? Kisei Shulchan HaMenorah. Shulchan Mita V'Menorah. I need my children to make sure that my table in my room is still set, that there's still a light in the room, and that my bed should be made.
because I want to come back to use my room. So he said, Labana ani tzarech, I need my children, for shulchan menorah v'mita, to put, make sure there's a table in the room, that there's a light in the room, and that the bed is set, to make sure it's ready for when I come. So the Rebbe cried, and the Rebbe said that that means that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Tzadik, before he passes away, he says, Labana ani tzarech, I still need my children, for three things. That the Rebbe said, you might think that now that the Tzadik passed away, he doesn't care about what we need, because he's in a higher world. So the Rebbe said, that was maybe before the Baal Shem Tov, where there was the Mayan and the Nahar, there was the source and the river, and there were two different things. One was just coming from the other. But now that there's a connection, even if a Rebbe passes away, he cares about yours, the stuff that you need. And he says three things. One is each a bigger chiddush than the next. The first one is menorah. He cares how you're doing in ruchnius. Labana, not just that he cares, labana ani tzarech, the tzaddik still is, he depends on us. Because since imagine you have the brain and the rest of the body, the brain also depends on the feet. The brain can't get where it needs without the feet. So we're talking the feet, we're receiving our vitality from the tzaddik, but on the other hand, the head needs the toes to get from one place to the other. So labana ani tzarech, I still need you even after I pass away, even after my istalkus, I need you. For three things, menorah, aruchnius. How we're doing in Ruchnis, in Limud HaTorah, and Avodas HaTefillah, that Tzadik cares about. He cares about, and it's Negeah to him. Even after he passed away, he cares how we're doing in Menorah, in Ruchnis, in Tefillah and Davening. You have to know that the Rebbe cares about how you're doing, how you're davening, how you're learning. It's Negeah to him. Number two, Shulchan. Shulchan refers to Parnasa. L'chor, you'll think that Tzadik cares how you're doing in Parnasa. You think the Rebbe cares if you're making a Parnasa. Zichr, Labane Ani Tzarech. The tzaddik is affected. If you're not doing good in parnasa, then the tzaddik has pain also. Even if he's in the highest olam haruchniyim, by your parnasa, it's not like monopoly money. By your parnasa, the tzaddik cares, and it's negatim that everything is doing good in your parnasa. And therefore, the chiddush of Baal Shem Tov, that the tzaddik, you could talk to a tzaddik about your gashmiyah, still is in effect even after he passes away, and he cares about it. But the biggest chiddush is mita, which is in yonim of shmir sabris v'chule. The lachar, you'll think, when it comes to these type of inyanim, of shmir sabris, and these type of things, the tum, of mita, of bed, of shiduchim, and these type of things, mamish, the most physical things, there the tzaddik l'chor, you'll say, is completely removed from it. Zok menein lebonei ani tzarech. I need my children for all these three things. I care and I'm connected to it, even those, these three things. So the point being that this type of connection with his mamish and ahava, a love between chassidim and the Rebbe, that's mamash a relationship that the Rebbe cares and he's involved with all your details, that chassidim live in such a way that the Rebbe knows who I am and he loves me and he's involved with all my physical things and I can speak to him about my most intimate things. That type of connection, where you have mamash a personal connection, that was the chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. I heard from Rabbi Yoel Kahn, always says over a beautiful var. Rabbi Yoel Kahn says, you all know the famous story of Tfilas Chana, that Chana couldn't have children. And she went into the Mishkan in Shiloh, and she went to cry about having children, right? And Eli came and said that she's drunk. She's drunk. So what did she respond? She says, I'm not drunk. Ve'eshpech es nafshi lefnei Hashem. I'm pouring out my soul before Hashem. So Rabbi Yoel Kahn always says, he cries when he says this, that the Rebbe once said it for Brengen, that Eli HaKohen came to her and tainted, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan on Rosh Hashanah. What are you davening for having children? What are you davening about physical things? Gashmizdika things. Daven for the Shechina, daven for Ruchnias. What are you davening to have children, to have a Shidduch, to have a Parnasa? What are you davening for physical type of things? So she responded, Ve'eshpech es nafshi lifnei Hashem. Because I want to connect to God. I want to pour my upper soul before God. And I do that by talking to God about things that I really care about. Things that are really relevant to me. Ve'eshpech es nafshi lifnei Hashem. I want to talk to God about things that are really relevant to me. So Rabbi Yoel always says, you go into the oil, or if you're a breastfeeder, you go to Uman, whoever your Rebbe is, right? You go to your Rebbe, you would think that what my Rebbe cares about how I'm doing my physical things. So yeah, ve'eshpech es nafshi lifnei Hashem. Talk to the Rebbe about your most intimate things, about machshav zoris, and about anything that you're having an issue with, the Rebbe cares about. That type of connection, that's the chiddush of chassidus. Of course, before the Baal Shem Tov, all the Klal Yisrael were receiving from the tzaddik. But that the Mayan is in chutzah. When it comes to God, Torah, and Klal Yisrael, the Mayan is connected with the chutzah. And of course, that's what Mashiach really is. Mashiach is be that time where Ein Sof will mamish be in the chutzah. What's the chiddush of Mashiach? That Ein Sof will mamish be in the physical world. Yeah.
One thing I'm not clear on, it seems like dependent on the establishment.
I can't hear you.
It seems like the connection to Hashem is dependent on the establishment.
Yeah.
Before the authentic people didn't go for that.
They didn't know about it. Oh, so that, let's learn to, Isha is saying, so before that there wasn't revealed this, to, so it was coming, if they didn't have the discussions, they weren't aware of it, how was it coming? So that's what we're going to learn today, the end of chapter 2. Look, your question will be answered by what we're going to learn now. Look in the brackets, we're holding on page 10, in the brackets, 10 lines from the top. As for those, he asked a bigger question, Alter Rebbe, bigger question than what Isha is saying, if you're not aware of it. As for those who willfully sin and rebel, by the way, just as a maskana, that means very much, I just want to say lemaisa what I was talking about. Whoever your Rebbe is, if you're a chassid, you have a Rebbe, you have a tzaddik that you believe in, that your thing comes from, it means lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, whoever your Rebbe is, make sure you speak to him about the things that are relevant to you most. Ask about your parnasa, about your avodas Hashem. That's what the Rebbe, whoever your Rebbe is, that's, if it's a real Rebbe, he cares about your physical things and about the things that are relevant to you. He wants to know all the details. He wants to know all the details. As for those who willfully sin and rebel against the sages, what, not just those that don't know, what about those that say that don't believe in the tzaddik, that rebel against them, that speak against the tzaddik, rebel against them, don't believe in the idea of a tzaddik, what about them? Yeah. The nurture of their nefesh, ruach, and neshama comes from behind the back, as it were, of the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of the scholars. It comes from behind the back. What does it mean, behind the back? So if you look in footnote 26, he says, we're going to learn about it more in chapter 22. It means that there's such a thing, there's two ways you could give something to someone. One is face to face, with a smile. Another one is that you just throw it over your shoulder behind your back. So those that...
Isn't that supposed negativity from the back?
Well, it definitely means that it's not coming from a place of love. It's just coming that's kilo behind your back. So there's such a thing that can be yochel, that the tzaddik, that it comes from a tzaddik, but not in a pnimiyas dika way. Not yar Hashem panav elecha. Right? What does it mean, yar Hashem panav elecha? May God shine His face to you. Everyone is receiving from God, right? Everything receives its vitality from God, but there are two ways you could receive your vitality from God. One is Hashem is giving it to you graciously, face to face with a smile. That's yar Hashem panav elecha. May God shine His face to you. The other one, if a person does an aveira, one receives the vitality from God, and what's called machir, it's kilo Hashem is throwing it from behind his back. Kilo, it's not in a way of loving. The mashal that I heard when somebody said, it's like the mashal, when Adolf Eichmann was in jail, so the trial took a long time, took a couple of months. So there was the person that always had to give him food. Imagine the person that had to go into Eichmann's cell and give him food. Stell dich vor, you have to give Eichmann food. So you gave him the food, but you understand what it felt like to have to give him food. It's like, you know, you throw, it's like that. So that's what it's like when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to sinners, he has to give vitality, but it's ki'ilu, it's mechitzoin, it's machraim, it's like throwing it behind the back. So same thing when it comes to receiving this vitality from a tzaddik, those that don't know, or whatever, it's coming from a place, not a panemius dika kesher. Yeah. The tzaddik is the conduit through which the vitality comes. The tzaddik is the conduit. The way the Baal Shem Tov taught like this. You know the Gemara in Tainus? The Gemara in Tainus says, Kol ha'olam nizoin b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni da'ilei b'something shel charuvin m'shabbos l'shabbos. The Gemara in Tainus says that the whole world nizoin gets a sustenance, the entire world, all the millions, the billions of people in China, they're all getting the sustenance b'shvil chanina b'ni. What does it mean b'shvil chanina b'ni? In the schus of chanina ben dosa. And chanina, what does he eat? Da'ilei b'charuvim m'shabbos to Shabbos. He just eats a couple of carobs from Shabbos to Shabbos. Right? So the whole world is getting the sustenance from chanina, and he just eats a couple of carobs from Shabbos to Shabbos. And the Baal Shem Tov said, what does the word b'shvil mean? B'shvil. For, in the merit of b'schus. But the Baal Shem Tov said, what does a shvil mean? Path. So the Baal Shem Tov said, in Pnimius, it means, kol elam nizayin b'shvil chanina b'ni. The shvil, the path of chanina. That the Hashem is giving the vitality to the world through the tzaddik. That's shat tzaddik yisayid olam. That the tzaddik is the main conduit through which the vitality comes to the rest of the world. If you remember, we spoke about that there's the power plant and then everything comes to the rest of the world. The tzaddik is the shvil through which everything comes. Yeah. So, let's see further. As for what
By the way, you should just know the Rebbe, our Rebbe said in the later years, in the 80s, he said that the Chazal say, Bishvil, that the schus of the Geula is Bishvil Nashim Tzidkanyas Nigalo Aviseinu. And he brings another place that says, Bishvil, that the Brach is Mitzri Babais Bishvil Ha'isha. Right? So the Rebbe used that idea of the Baal Shem Tov and said that women are the Shvil for Bracha. Imagine. Through, the woman is the shvil of the bracha. The Rebbe used the same idea that the Baal Shem Tov said about Chanina ben Doisa and said that women are the shvil of the bracha in the house. That's where that b'shvil and noshim tidkanis, there's a shvil of bracha, that's why there's no bracha except through the woman, because she's the shvil through which bracha and redemption comes to the world. Yeah, that the redemption comes b'shvil noshim tidkanis. Yeah, that's the idea. That's for them. That's just for them, Yastam Batim. But it's also Bishvil Nashim Tzidkanis, the schus to them, that they're the shvil through which redemption came to the world and through which bracha comes to the world. So let's see further. It's just interesting that our Rebbe applied what the Baal Shem Tov said about the tzaddik, our Rebbe applied it to all women. Let's go weiter. As for what is written in the Zohar and the Zohar Chadash, we're going to do this very quickly. As for what it says in the Zohar and the Zohar Chadash, to the effect that the essential factor is to conduct oneself in a holy manner during sexual union, which is not the case with the children of the ignorant and so on. So the Alter is asking a different question. Here it's mashma from the Zohar and the Zohar Chadosh that what does it depend on what the level that the children are going to be on? It depends on the kavana that the parents had at the time that they conceived the child. The yakadosh atzmei b'shas tashmish. At the time of tashmish, the yakadosh atzmei. The one is to conduct oneself in a holy manner. And it's mashma that the level of the children is going to be based on the kavana that the parents had. So what's the question? What's the question the Altarev is asking? We just got through saying, what's it based on what level you're on, whether you're a foot or a toe or a hand or a knee? It's based on the yirida of how the soul comes down to the world. How many garments the soul gets. So why is the Zohar saying that it's based on the parents' kavana at the time of conception?
It's two separate things.
Right, what's the difference? No, they're happening two different times, that's for sure. But the question is, what causes what level the child is going to be on? Is it the descent of how the soul comes to the world? Or is it the kavana of the parents, b'shas tashmish?
I don't think the tashmish decided how the child came down.
Oh, that's exactly the point. The tashmish can't, what the parents have in mind, b'shas tashmish, can't affect what the soul went through when it came down. So what does it affect? The Zohar is saying it has an effect. So what does the parents' kavana at the time of conception affect if it's not the descent of the soul? It's exactly his question.
Which soul?
Any soul, any child that's born.
Saying, which soul did the child get?
Which soul is dependent on... This, what do you mean which soul? All souls are chelek aleka.
Okay, but
what decides if it's a head or a foot or a toe or a knee as the soul comes down through ishtalshus? We said as it comes down through the different worlds. How many garments it gets?
Okay.
So what does the tashmish decide?
Whether the soul...
No, it's not deciding that. That comes from Seder Shtalshus. That's not that. The parents don't have an effect what's going on in Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira. So look, let's see what he says. So what is dependent on the parents? So look, which is not the case with the children of the ignorant, of the Amaratsim. Seemingly the children of the ignorant, one whose parents are ignorant, seemingly have a much lower level, and so on. So says the Alter Rebbe, it is to be understood, listen carefully, as meaning that since there is not a nefesh ruach neshama which has not a garment of the nefesh of its father's and mother's essence, in other words, other than the body coming from the parents, whatever soul the child is getting, the soul also has a garment coming from the parents. What this means exactly, I don't know. It's some kind of Kabbalistic thing, but somehow there's a levush, there's some kind of garment that the soul has also that's coming from the parents. And all the mitzvahs that it fulfills are all influenced by that garment. And even the benevolence that flows to one from heaven is all given through that garment. Anytime Hashem gives you a brach, it also has to come from the garment of the parents. In other words, b'shvil, right. There's some kind of garment, spiritual garment, that also is coming from the parents. No, it's not the soul itself, but somehow there's some kind of spiritual garment that's also coming from the parents. Hence, through self-sanctification, when the parents have holy thoughts, b'shas tashmish, one will cause to descend for the neshama of one's child a holy garment.
right? And however great a soul it may be, it still needs the father's sanctification. It still needs, in order to get that garment. You know, it says that, I think it was Ramichel Zlotshever, if I'm not mistaken. Ramichel Zlotshever, he said, my Aveda, my whole life, would have been incomparably easier if my father would have gone to the mikveh even once in his life. Michal Zotcher's father was a tzaddik. One of the tzaddikim said that his avodah would have been incomparably better if his father would have gone to the mikveh once, and his father never went to the mikveh, and so therefore his avodah becomes that much harder. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, you need the father's sanctification. However great a soul may be, needs the father's sanctification. Because whatever soul one is getting, and whatever is happening as the soul descends to this world, it has some kind of garment from the parents. So if the parents were sanctified themselves, then the garment is an edler garment, and it's easier to serve Hashem. But even if it's a great soul, if the parents didn't sanctify themselves, you're going to have a harder time. Because the garment of the neshama is based on what the parents had in mind. However, what comes out on the other end of the spectrum? If at the end of the day, what are the parents' effect through their intention at the time of conception? Only the garment of the soul. But the soul itself, does that depend on the parents? Not at all. The soul itself doesn't depend on the parents, just the garment of the soul. Therefore, if the soul itself isn't dependent on the parent, then even if you have parents that are very lowly people, yeah? Even if you have parents that are very lowly people, the neshama could still be a big neshama. Because that's not, huh? That's not dependent on the parent. So look inside. But as for the soul itself, meaning not the garment, the soul itself, it sometimes happens that the soul of an infinitely lofty person comes to be the son of a despised and lowly man. All this has been explained by the reason, Likutei Torah and Tamei Mitzvah, Parash Bereishis. So this makes us all feel better that our children are at the end of the day not dependent on us. Baruch Hashem, we could be happy to know that sometimes the soul itself, the soul of an infinitely lofty person, could be the son of a lowly, despised person. It could be a person, Adam Nivzev Shuffle, huh? Or the Mois, Avram Avinu. You could have, it could be a manuvel, and as we see a lot of times, that sometimes children could be infinitely greater than their parents. The parents could be, talking, never go to a mikveh, etc. And like Ramesha Feinstein Paskin by Bali Tshuva. Ramesha was asked already by the Bali Tshuva that a lot of times they're not just the father, the mother didn't go to the mikveh. And you all know what the Gemara says about a Ben Anida, that a mother didn't go to the mikveh. So they were asked Ramesha Feinstein, could one marry a Bal Tshuva, that the parents didn't go to the mikveh. So Ramesha Feinstein, who was a Litvak, he wasn't a Mesnaga, but he was a Litvak, he still writes in a Tshuva, that we see by Bali Tshuva, that you could have Bali Tshuva that are edel and holier than people that are what are called in today's parlance FFBs, even though that's not what he wrote in Igros Moshe. But he said, you see from Bali Tshuva that they could be edel ahelag of neshamas. Either parents didn't go, the mother didn't go to the mikveh. Ramesha says, he brings all sorts of term of pialach, but Lamaisi says, you see from this idea that we see that there are people that could be much greater than their parents. Because what comes from the parents? The garment of the soul. But the soul itself, that doesn't come from the parents. Now, I just want to say that here the Alter Rebbe is saying that it could be that a holy neshama comes from lowly parents. But Reb Tzadik HaKohen writes about, not just that it could be, but sometimes it happens that Dafka, the biggest souls, Dafka come from lowly parents. I'll give you the best example. What's Mashiach's Yichus? If Mashiach was looking for a Shidduch through a Shatchan, he would have a very hard time. Mashiach's Yichus is Leit and his daughters, Shlema Melech, David and Bathsheba, Yehuda and Tamar, all the stories that are, you know, sketchy, that we skip when we teach the children, that's Mashiach Sichus. Why? Because Reb Tzadik says that the rule is for the greatest light to come in the world, sometimes it has to come through the back door. In order for the klipas, that the side of evil shouldn't be able to get it, sometimes the biggest light has to come dafka through the cheshev. So dafka fakir, sometimes the holiest neshamas are dafka coming from that place of darkness. So. Very gimbal commandments.